Thanks for tuning into the Refuge Church Sermon Podcast. It's our prayer that the Spirit would use God's Word to stir your affections for Christ during this time. While we're glad to provide this online content, please remember that it's not intended to replace commitment and connection within a local church family. Now, here's this week's message.
I'm really glad you're here. There's a lot of us. This is why we can't do one service. I'm more concerned with the parking right now. Hopefully you guys were able to park on the lot. All right. I'm really glad that you're here. If you are here as a support and encouragement with some of the families, all the better. And I'm really thankful that you are here. This morning we are going to celebrate the sacrament. Actually, every once in a while as a church, we get to celebrate both sacraments that we as Protestants hold to the church. Baptism and communion. The entry into, the symbol of the entry into the covenant with God, and then the ongoing nourishment and growth that feeds and grows our faith in God's covenant. In the Old Testament, basically what happened, God made us good. He designed us good. Too many times we start the story with, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior, right? That's where we start the Christian story with. That's not where the Bible starts. The Bible starts with, God designed us good. He designed us to be in fellowship with Him. And we have two whole chapters in the Bible of that going well. And then comes Genesis 3. In Genesis 3, we rebelled against God. And all throughout the Old Testament, what you see is God making a covenant with His people. And I asked the kids getting baptized this morning, I asked them what a covenant was. Kids, you guys know what a covenant is? It's okay if you say no. All right. A covenant, how many times have you ever said, have your parents ever said to you, don't ever do that again, and you say, I won't, I promise. Anybody ever done that? I won't ever do that again, I promise. Yeah, adults too, confession's good for the soul. All right, and then what usually happens? Do you do it again? Yes. Yeah, more often than not. And so here's this, that is a summation of the Old Testament right there. God says, I'm going to make a covenant with you. I'm going to be your God, and you're going to be my people, and you're going to look like me, and you're going to act like me, and you're going to put on display mercy and grace, and you're going to put a love that is transforming on display for me. And God's people say, we will, we promise. And here's the thing, is God faithful to His part? Yes. Are we faithful to ours? No. So God goes again. I'm going to make another, against what He should do, right? I'm going to make another covenant with you. And so several years ago, I had a conversation with my younger son about this. And we were sitting on, and he was just sitting on the couch, and he was feeling kind of down. And he said, I really want to go to heaven and be with Jesus. Not like at that moment, but like eventually. And I said, yeah. But he still looked sad. And I said, well, what's the problem? And he said, well, only perfect people get to go to heaven. And I said, that's right. And he said, and I'm not perfect. And I said, that's right. And I just kind of left it there. And I said, so that's that. That's a bummer. And he said, yeah. I'm not encouraging you to counsel your kids like I do. So I said, well, what happens? What do you need to do? What's going on with that? And he said, I need Jesus to be perfect for me. And I was like, I wish I could speak that clearly. I take about 45 minutes to try to say that same thing every week. The covenant that God enters into, that He brings about from His people, He brings one that would live the life that we were supposed to live, was perfect, was perfectly obedient. And He did that on our account because we are sinful and we're not. And then He died the death that we should have died because of our sin. And then He rose again from the dead, so that as it is with Him, so will it be with those who trust in Him. His perfection gets credited to our account. And this is what we celebrate. Last week we talked about what does the gospel mean, right? That we see our sinfulness, we see our disobedience, that we grieve that and mourn that, that we're spiritually bankrupt, that we mourn that and grieve that, and that that leaves us in a position of helplessness. And there's no way that we can be acceptable before God. And God still puts that in us, a desire, is there any way that I could be acceptable before God? And here is the covenant that came on our behalf, because we keep messing it up. So God said, all right, I'm not going to make a covenant that puts it on you anymore, because you keep messing it up. I'm going to make this covenant on your behalf. I'm going to send one on your behalf. What we celebrate when we celebrate baptism is we celebrate a new identity. We don't celebrate, now it's on you. We don't celebrate a great decision that you made. We celebrate that we have a hero and a rescuer who has come on our behalf. And our only hope is not now we get our stuff together. Our only hope is that we could be buried with him in his death and raised to walk in the newness of life. What we celebrate with these kids this morning is that Jesus has been perfect on their behalf. They have a rescuer. And this is why it's critical that you're here. Okay? Because you need to be reminded of that. And I need to be reminded of that. And they need to be reminded of that. Amen? This is what it is to be the church. This is what we celebrate. What we're gonna do this morning, and Eric Van Dyne is gonna do the baptism, because he's born a couple of these getting baptized. What we have this morning is we have three kids that have seen and acknowledged their disobedience, acknowledged their sin. They've all said, imperfectly, but probably better than we can do it as adults, right? Because we're skeptical and cynical and all this kind of stuff, and theirs comes from a much more pure. They've seen their sin and their disobedience. They've acknowledged that. They've acknowledged, I need a rescuer. I need a hero. And have trusted Jesus. And how we celebrate that, how we begin to fan that into flame, is through baptism. When the crowd was gathered in Acts chapter 2, and Peter told them that this Jesus whom you've crucified, he is the Savior, and they were cut to the heart, and they said, brothers, what should we do? And he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins. And so this is what we do. Baptism is the mark of God's covenant with them, with us, with his people. In the Old Testament, baptism always used to be seen, it was a cleansing ritual. You would baptize, you would get clean before you go into the temple. You would wash your hands before you took part in anything. Baptism was very well known. It's known in our days, right, kids? How many of you have to take baths? Yeah. It's a cleansing, right? It's a washing. But what we celebrate this morning is that Christ has made them clean inside, that he has washed them inside. And that he is still faithful to do that. God's covenant has always been made through through families, and so we get to rejoice in that. One thing that we say anytime we do baby dedications, anytime we do baptisms, it takes a church to raise a child. And so every time that you are here, this morning when you are here, and I'm going to ask you to celebrate and be loud, and clap and rejoice, because they see you and they need you to celebrate with them, to walk with them, to remind them as you remind each other. All right? So I'm going to turn it over to Eric, and we're going to celebrate baptism this morning. And take it away.
Building our identity in Christ for the sake of the world. That's the mission of Refuge Church. For more information, visit us online at seekrefuge.net.